the character and role of Ariel. A spirit possessing all the quantities of air. Ariel is a spirit of the air and he possesses vast supernatural powers, though his powers are not as great as those acquired by Prospero. Ariel has an indispensable role in the action of the tempest. As the instrument of Prospero's will, he performs many tasks assigned to him by Prospero. As Prospero's agent, he manipulates various happenings in the play and compels most of the characters to act in a particular manner. Fitting Prospero's aims and plans, he is the head of all those spirits who Prospero commands and who are ever ready to carry out Prospero's instructions. We meet Ariel early in the play and he remains with us till the very end. It may be noted at the very outset that he offers a sharp contrast to Caliban. While Caliban sums up in himself the principle of evil, Ariel is largely a representative of the principle of goodness. Being a spirit of the air, Ariel possesses all the qualities of air, namely lightness, swiftness, rapidity of the movement, and love of freedom. Causes a storm but saves the ship and all the passengers. The storm which we witness in the opening scene of the play has been caused by Ariel under Prospero's instructions. In addition to causing the storm, Ariel has also seen to it that all those aboard the ship remain safe. That the ship also is saved from getting wrecked. After having carried out Prospero's instructions with regard to the ship and his passengers and the crew, Ariel reports to his master that all he has done. This is what he says to Prospero when he first appears in the play. All hail, great master, grave sir, hell, I come to answer thy best pleasure. He then tells Prospero that he has carried out his duties to the minutest detail. He had caused a storm on the sea. He had, by his supernatural powers, produced flashes of lightning in the sky and had created a loud roar of thunder, thus frightening the passengers on board the ship. He had also seen to it that the various passengers were cast ashore. In separate groups, and that Ferdinand had found himself all alone on the island. He assures Prospero that none of the passengers had suffered the smallest injury. Not a hair perished, he says. His demand for freedom for servitude. Prospero feels very happy to hear Ariel's report about the manner in which he had accomplished the task which Prospero had imposed upon him. But Prospero feels surprised when Ariel now asks to be released from Prospero's service. Ariel demands his liberty, whereupon Prospero reminds him that the period for which Ariel had promised to serve has not yet ended. From the talk between Ariel and Prospero at this time, we learn that Ariel had been imprisoned in a cloven pine tree by the witch Sycorax because Ariel had refused to obey the witch's errant commands. After the death of Sycorax, it was Prospero who, having acquired supernatural powers on this island, had liberated Ariel from his imprisonment. Ariel had then promised to serve Prospero for a certain period of time, which says Prospero has not yet ended. Upon being reminded of the torture and the agony from which Prospero had rescued Ariel, the latter apologizes to Prospero for having demanded his liberty before the expiry of the agreed period of time. Thus, through this dialogue between Prospero and Ariel, we learn the past history of Ariel. Ariel had indeed undergone a most painful ordeal because of the cruelty of Sycorax, and he had subsequently been freed from his confinement by Prospero. Lures Ferdinand to Prospero's cell by his singing. Prospero now assigns several more tasks to Ariel. His first task now is to lure Ferdinand to Prospero's cell. This Ariel does by singing a few songs to the accompaniment of a true witch he produces from a musical instrument. Through this fast song, Ariel invites his listeners to come to the yellow sands and to join hands in order to dance together. Ferdinand feels surprised to hear the song coming from nowhere because Ariel is not visible to human eyes. Ariel then sings another song, and through this song, Ariel informs Ferdinand that his father Alonso lies dead at the bottom of the sea. Though this is not a fact, Ariel further informs Ferdinand through the same song that his father's bones have been changed into coral and that his father's eyes have been changed into pearls.
The spirits living in a ocean and ringing the death knell of Ferdinand's father every hour, says Ariel. Actually, of course, Ferdinand's father is still alive, but Ariel gives a wrong impression to Ferdinand in accordance with Prospero's instructions led by Ariel's singing. Ferdinand arrives at Prospero's cell where he happens to see Miranda, and here begins the love story of Ferdinand and Miranda. Prospero compliments Ariel on having accomplished his task most efficiently. Prospero then renews his promise to grant complete freedom to Ariel at the opportune time. Saves Alonso and Gonzalo from being killed by Sebastian and Antonio. Ariel's next task is to save the lives of Alonso and Gonzalo, who are about to be killed by Sebastian and Antonio. Just as Sebastian and Antonio raise their swords, Ariel awakens Gonzalo by singing a song in his ear. Gonzalo then awakens Alonso immediately so that Sebastian and Antonio find it impossible to carry out their evil purpose. Prospero's project would have gone awry if Sebastian and Antonio had succeeded in their intrigue against Alonso. Ariel now goes back to Prospero in order to report to him what he has done. Speaking to himself, he says, "Prospero, my lord, shall know what I have done." Causes a quarrel between Stefano and Trinculo. Then we find Ariel appearing invisible in the midst of Caliban, Stefano, and Trinculo, all of whom are drinking the wine which Stefano has brought with them. Here, Ariel plays a mischievous role by causing a quarrel among the three conspirators. As Ariel is invisible, whatever he says is regarded by the three men as having been spoken by one of themselves, so that a quarrel takes place between Stefano and Trinculo. Having overheard the conspiracy which has been initiated by Caliban, who has enlisted the support of Stefano and Trinculo, Ariel now goes to report to his master his wicked intrigue which has been hatched by Caliban. Disguised as a harpy, he is arrogance of three evil dues. Ariel's next task is to appear before Alonso and his companions in order to reprimand those who had conspired against Prospero's life 12 years ago. A feast has been laid by Prospero's spirits before Alonso and his companions under Prospero's instructions. Now, again under Prospero's instructions, Ariel disguises himself as a harpy and appearing before Alonso and his companions. Claps his wings upon the table so that the feast disappears. Alonso and his companions feel utterly bewildered by this strange phenomenon. Ariel then proceeds to arraign the three men who had treated Prospero and his little daughter Miranda most brutally 12 years ago. Ariel addresses Alonso, Sebastian, and Antonio as three men of sin and says that destiny had caused them to be cast ashore on this island, which is uninhabited. Ariel tells these men when are the most unfit to live in any companions, draw their swords in order to attack the harpy. But the harpy tells them that they are fool to think that they can harm him or his fellows. The harpy says that he and his fellows are ministers of fate, and that the sword of human being can cause no injury to them. Ariel, still disguised as a harpy, then goes on to say that the storm which had overtaken Alonso's ship was a kind of punishment to the evildoers. Ariel further says that Alonso has already lost his son Ferdinand, and that he and his other can escape from further punishment only through hard sorrow and a clear life ensuing. Ariel here means to say that evildoers can escape further punishment only through repentance, and though as resolved, will lead to sinless life in the future. Of course, whatever Ariel here says to the evildoers has been said under Prospero's instructions. In other words, Ariel continues to serve Prospero as a Prospero's agent, and Prospero's commanding Ariel's performance on this occasion says, "Bravely the figure of this harpy and hast thou performed by Ariel's grace at the hard of hearing. Of my instructions hast thou nothing betted in what thou hadst to say." Prospero here appreciates Ariel's role as a harpy and says that Ariel had skillfully acted as a harpy part by devouring the feast which Alonso and his companions wanted to eat. Arranges a mosque and brings the protest before Prospero. Ariel's next task is to arrange a mosque for the entertainment of the Ferdinand and Miranda, and here Ariel performs his duty most efficiently, and again to the entire satisfaction of his master. Ariel then brings the gaudy clothes from the Prospero cell and hangs them on the line in order to Stefano and Trinculo should feel tempted by them and should stop to try those garments on their bodies. Thus, forgetting their plan to murder Prospero, Ariel's next task is to bring Caliban and his fellow conspirators to Prospero's cell from the foul pond of water into which Ariel had lured them. Prospero, who has been feeling deeply annoyed with these fellows, sets his spirits disguised as the dogs and hounds to chase and bite them hard. Other tasks performed by Ariel, his sympathetic nature. In accordance with Prospero's instructions, Ariel had led the distracted Alonso and his companions into a lime grove and left them there as prisoners. Now Ariel comes and reports to Prospero that the condition of those men, and especially of the good old Lord Gonzalo, is really miserable. Ariel says that if he had been a human being, his heart would have been moved to great pity by the misery which Gonzalo and the others are experiencing. Prospero then assures Ariel that he has no desire to punish those men beyond making them realize the gravity of the crime which they had committed against him. Prospero then asks Ariel to release those men and bring them to him so that he may restore to them their senses. Accordingly, Ariel brings Alonso and his companions, who minds them while Ariel goes into Prospero's cell in order to bring from there those clothes of Prospero which he used to wear as the Duke of Milan. Having brought those clothes, Ariel sings a song at the same time helping Prospero to put on those clothes. In this song, Ariel expresses his happiness at the prospect of once again enjoying a life of freedom. In this song, he says that now it will become once again possible for him to lead a happy life under the blossom which grows on a branch of a tree. Merrily, merrily, shall I live now under the blossom that hanged on the bough. Prospero thereupon assures him that he would soon be set free. But there are a few more tasks which Ariel has to perform. As desired by Prospero, he now goes to Alonso's ships, and free there, he brings the master of the ship and the boatswain, who tell Alonso their own experiences after the ship was supposed to have foundered. Then Ariel, under Prospero's instructions, goes to bring Caliban and the other two evildoers in the Prospero's presence, and when the three evildoers appear before Prospero, Alonso and others, Prospero deals with the three of them suitably. Finally, Prospero says to Ariel, "My Ariel cheek, that is thy charge then to the elements, be free and fare thou well." The charge to which Prospero here refers is arranging for calm weather so that Alonso's ship may sail away smoothly and safely towards Naples. Of course, Ariel can be depended upon to complete this task also. This task is his last, and the lines quoted above are the last line of the play, a unique being created by Shakespeare. Many supernatural beings have been created by the poets and dramatists, but among them all, Ariel stands as a unique being. He is always light-headed and cheerful. He loves freedom, though a girl carries out Prospero's orders, having agreed to do so after being freed from his imprisonment in a cloven pine tree. Whenever he carries out any order given to him by Prospero, he feels very happy with his efficient execution of it. Indeed, he even expects encouragement and praise from Prospero for his efficient performance of his duties. And Prospero never fails to compliment on his performance. Prospero uses the following terms of duties: "My brave spirit, fine apparition, my quaint Ariel, my dainty Ariel, my tricksy spirit." Bearing the one occasion which Ariel in the play, he shows impatience in Prospero, he remains on terms of great mutual affection with his master.